You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 88. Today's episode of Hey Bitches is brought to you by Scope. Scope is the easiest way to find and manage influencers, campaigns, and more. From story tracking to follower growth to lookalike audiences, Scope does it for you and does it fast. Whether you're a startup or you work for a large brand, Scope is the tool for you. Head to scopeapp.io/heybitches to start your 1 week free trial today. That's scopeapp.io/heybitches for a 1 week free trial today. Hey bitches, what is up, you guys? It's your girl Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. Today, you guys might have read the title and y'all are probably like, girl, what? What the fuck? And I'm going on a 6 month dating detox, and I wanted to chit chat about it today because I feel like a lot of y'all probably will have questions about what it's like, what I'm doing, what it actually means to go on this detox, all of that. So I thought I would talk about it in today's episode. So without further ado, let's get into it. First things first, you guys probably have been able to tell that I am single. And I am not thrilled about being single, okay? Like, I feel like this year, obviously, I haven't been, you know, really seeing or dating anyone IRL compared to last year when I was talking about all these dates I was going on all of the time because, you know, the world wasn't shut down. I'm still like, you know, I'm exhausted by it. The process became exhausting. And I think that tacking on a global pandemic on top of online dating is like double exhausting. Like it's mentally exhausting because you put all this time into talking to someone like on FaceTime or via text or whatever. And I mean, in the summer, it was nice because in my city, we did open things back up. I was able to go on dates, but it wasn't even dates with new people. It was dates with people I've already gone on dates with like earlier in the year or last year. And it was kind of just like familiar territory, but never did I really get to the point of seeing anybody new because it was just so back and forth and exhausting. And, you know, it was like, how long do we really just FaceTime and text and not hang out or see each other or whatever? And then also, you don't want to be hooking up really in a pandemic and all of that. So I was like, this shit is so fucking exhausting. And it really took a toll on my mental health and just my emotions and all of that. But then also, what I realized through this whole situation is I just feel like I've been attracting the same type of guy over and over and over again. This is something I've talked to my therapist about, and I'm trying to like change that, hopefully through this detox. But I feel like I was just attracting the same guy over and over again. Not to say too that like the men that I attract are even that bad. I've actually talked about this. I think it was in the Why Men Love Bitches episode, but the types of guys that I've been seeing and dating and having sex with, they're smart men. They have great careers. They're really well educated, but they're all younger than me and they don't want commitment. And, you know, that is just not the vibes that I'm looking for anymore. You know what I mean? And so I was like, dang, like, I really realized that I was attracting the same type over and over and over again. And, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing something over and over and then expecting a different result. Well, that was me. I feel like I was in like a dating insanity situation for basically the past like 2 years. So therapy actually, speaking of, has been such a godsend for me because I've actually started to figure out more of my like struggles and how I am in relationships and all of that. Like, I feel like for me, I've been able to see a little bit more clearly and make better choices than I used to in the past. So I've probably shared this. This is like the one person that I've been seeing for the past like couple months. And we obviously are not seeing each other anymore. But I feel like when I started seeing him is when I started therapy. And I was able to do things that I wasn't able to do before. For example, I was able to, you know, actually cut somebody out for an amount of time and not hit them up and not be desperate and not any of that for an amount of time, which I never used to be able to do in the past. I tried it with other people, all of this. Honestly, I've talked about this probably very often in a bunch of episodes. I used to like basically kill everything with fire. Not actual fire, but like I used to destroy things to the point where I could never talk to that person ever again in my life because I had just like blown shit out of proportion or just destroyed something or said something so horrific. And obviously that's just not healthy, but that's how I used to deal with things not working out the way that I wanted them to. So I was like, Carly, you kind of need to fucking grow up. And so therapy has helped me with that, because in this particular situation, I was able to make that choice. And then I was able to make another choice that maybe it wasn't the right choice, but I was able to recognize it and actually like be like, okay, cool. I don't have to destroy this. Like, I can just choose a better option and choose something better for myself, which I think is, you know, it's a lot of growth, I think, on my part, especially too, because I feel like for so long, I thought I was so great at dating because I was going on many dates, but I'm actually, you know, realizing that I'm probably not as good at dating as I thought I was. And that's, I think, a bunch of things. Like, I didn't have really great boundaries. I had no, I guess, I don't want to say self-respect, because I do have self-respect, but I just got like fucking dyskinesia goggles before we even had sex, basically. Like, I was just blinded by the person because my own emotions, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. And then I would cloud my judgment and I would over-romanticize it. I realized that, you know, I have high standards for people I'm not attracted to, but for people that I'm attracted to, I have like no standards. So this is something that I learned this year through, you know, a lot of trial and error, and therapy really, really has helped me out with that. And I'm honestly very, very thankful for it. So all in all, what I'm trying to say here is that I am exhausted with dating. I am mentally exhausted with dating. I'm emotionally exhausted with dating. I am like doubly exhausted with the pandemic and dating. And I'm also like exhausted with the fucking like hookup culture and all of that. I feel like I'm getting too old at this point. Like, I'm 24 years old, which isn't that old. Like, it genuinely is not that old, but gone are the days where I was like 21, 22, like type of vibe where I was like, okay, I'll just like go out and party and fuck and blah, blah, blah. And like, it was great. Like, that was a great period of my life. 2019 was like the ultimate hoeing year for me, and I had so much fun. But now I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm moving out. I'm doing all these things. My career is taking off. I have this incredible team that I have. Like, I have these goals that I want to hit. I don't want to just be like recycling men in and out of my life over and over and over again, going through the same cycle of like disappointment. So I was, you know, I was just single, but I was not thrilled about it. And I was just like, I need to make a fucking change. Also, complete side note, I had Reiki a couple weeks ago, and my Reiki lady, she actually told me that I had an energetic leak from my heart chakra, which, you know, does make a lot of sense, because for me, I don't know if you're into like energy healing or Reiki or anything like that or zodiac signs, but I'm gonna say it anyways. I'm a Cancer. I've shared this many times. I'm a Cancer, which means I am very loving, emotional. I'm a water sign. I'm very, very emotional. Like, I will deliver long speeches to my friends about how much I love them often. Like, that's, I'm that bitch. So when she told me like, yeah, you have a like an energetic leak like from your heart chakra, basically, I was like, you know what? That does make a lot of sense, because basically that translates to me like, I'm a fucking bleeding heart, man. Like, I really, really am. And I'm a bleeding heart to like anyone. And I realized I needed to protect kind of more of that energy, which she also told me as well. But it really just affirmed to me that I was like, dang, like, I need to make a change, because I don't want to be, you know, leaking this energy out of some place that is supposed to be, you know, good and feel good for me and house my positive emotions and love and all of that. So I thought I would also throw that in there. She also said that I probably won't find my soulmate until I'm like 30. So that means I got 6 more years. You got 6 more years of the podcast trial and errors, y'all. But, yeah, she told me that probably won't find my soulmate until I'm like 30 or something like that. But what's funny about that is I watch like the pick of cards on YouTube every single month. And the theme that I get for a lot of them is that I probably won't find a soulmate until later in life. And I mean, while I accept that as what other people are saying, that doesn't mean like I'm actively just like, you know, rejecting things and being like, no, not till I'm 30, because I mean, I'm big into the divine timing and all of that. But like, if that is my correct divine timing and that's when I'm going to find my soulmate, that's fantastic. But until then, that doesn't mean I'm not going to not date or anything like that, except for this period right now of not dating. With all of this information that I have just, you know, shared with you, I have decided to go on a dating detox. Now, I've talked about this briefly on TikTok, just like a little bit, and I've done like a 1 week update on it. But honestly, I'm very excited to start it. So I've actually done like dating detoxes with singular people, but I've never done dating detoxes with like everything all at once. And so when I say singular people, I'm kind of speaking to the situation that I talked about a little bit earlier with the guy that I was seeing. I've done like, you know, I did a 30 days of not talking to him, but that doesn't mean I wasn't talking to other people and filling my time with other people while I was ignoring him or doing this or da 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 da. And so I decided, I was like, I don't want to just do it with one person. I want to do it with the whole thing so that I really can explore my own emotions and all of that and figure out what I like and what I want to be and the person I want to be and the person I want to be with and XYZ. So that's kind of what really sparked this 6 month detox situation. So for me, I was doing some Googling and, you know, I love like a good Google research situation. I'm a big researcher. It's funny because I'm very impulsive, but I'm a big researcher. So I will like look things up like often. And then once I kind of feel like I have enough information, then I'll make the choice and I'll run with it. But I will generally always like look things up for a certain period of time. Normally it's actually just a couple days. Like it's not that long, but I was doing some Googling and I found an Instagram account called 180 Days of Not Dating. And so this Instagram account is literally this woman who is a serial monogamist who has kind of the same dating attachment issues as I have, as I, you know, was briefly scrolling through the page. And I was like, wait, this is great, because every single day she chronicled, you know, how she was feeling and all of that and the interactions that she had. Her situation also was a little bit different because she has a child with someone. And so obviously there was all of that tension there too. And like, you know, the relationship with her baby daddy and all of that. And like, I mean, I don't have that because I don't have a child. So that is kind of where it differs. But I thought it was really, really interesting. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm also going to try this. And so before, you know, when I was thinking about dating detoxes, I was like, okay, cool. Like I'll do a month. I'll do a couple months. Da, 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 da. But like 6 months, you know, 6 months is a long time. Like 180 days, like doesn't sound that much when you say it is 180 days, but when you realize that's 6 months, that's a long time. 6 months is so much time. Like you could build a whole fucking business in 6 months. You could blow up on social media in 6 months. You could make like a substantial amount of money in 6 months. Like 6 months is a long time to do things. And so 6 months is also a long time to not do things. And so I was thinking about this. You guys know, if you listen to that episode, I recently did a 30 days of no drinking in November. And so this is like an impromptu update on it. But for me, I actually really, really enjoyed not drinking all of November. And so there were definitely times where I went out with friends and they drank and all of this. I was fulfilling my duties as the DD. I got invited to a cocktail event that I wholeheartedly was like, this is where I'm breaking my no drinking. Ended up not going, which I mean, in hindsight was great because then I completed my 30 days. But now I find my relationship with alcohol actually very, very good. Like I don't sit here and I'm like, oh, I want a glass of wine. Like I actually really gravitate more towards kombucha, which is wild. I mean, it's not that wild. I love kombucha, but no longer am I like, dang, I could drink a whole bottle of wine tonight and watch rom-com and cry. Like I'm like, maybe I'll have one glass of wine. And I think that like little detox period really, I guess, taught me a lot about myself and my relationship to alcohol. Like I said in the episode, I don't have a poor relationship with alcohol, but I do think that I was kind of tricking myself into being like this girl who drank all the time because she loved cocktails and all of that. Don't get me wrong, I love cocktails still, but I've realized I kind of want to more just socially drink than I want to enjoy a glass of wine and eat a pizza on my own type of thing. So I'm sharing this with you because I realize, you know, if that's kind of the information and whatever that I can learn from a 30-day detox of like no drinking, for example, then imagine what I could learn in 6 months where I detoxed my dating life and, you know, out with the old and in with the new type of situation. And so something that I also brought up the story for that I kind of also briefly touched on is that I did continue to go out with people. It's not like I isolated myself and I was like, I'm not drinking, so I'm not going to go to happy hour with you guys, or I'm not going to go for dinner with my friends or do this or da-da-da or place myself in any events where there's alcohol. I didn't do that specifically because I wanted to test my willpower and my own strength and my own relationship with restraint when it comes to not drinking in social situations in this specific example. But then I was like, okay, well, what if I blew this up on a bigger scale? You know, like obviously me saying I'm still going out for drinks and stuff doesn't equate to me saying I'm still going out for dates. But I, you know, I was like, I'm putting myself in that situation in terms of, you know, going out with my friends and drinking so I can, or and not drinking, so that I can build willpower, self-awareness, restraint, XYZ. And so because I came to that kind of conclusion, I realized that I won't be, you know, blocking anybody or doing anything like that. Because I think when you block things and you delete people and you do this and da-da-da, what it does, it's kind of like a band-aid solution, you know? Because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And that's great. However, I find for me, I don't build anything from that. Like, I build the most from making good choices for me in the face of a choice that would make me, I guess, temporarily feel good. I, you know, this 6-month dating detox situation, I'm hoping helps me to make choices that are good for me in the long term versus good for me in the moment. And so that can mean a lot of things. That can mean, you know, hookups. Like, I'm not having sex for 6 months. Isn't that fucking nuts? Like, I truly can't believe that. Definitely going to talk about that on the podcast. But how much restraint can I show with that? And I'm going to give myself grace. It's not that I'm going to like beat myself up if, you know, I'm thinking of texting someone or doing this or da da da, because at the end of the day, it's a learning experience. I'm not out here being a dictator of my own life. I'm just, you know, challenging myself to be a better person and create better habits and all of this when it comes to dating and relationships. So you might be listening to this and you might be like, okay, cool, Carly, you're not dating for 6 months, but like, what does that mean? Like, does that mean you're just like not going on dates, or, you know, what's going on here, Miss Ma'am? And so in the Googling phase of this situation, you know, I came across that Instagram account, and the rules that she had for her 6-month dating detox are rules that I actually think are very applicable. And so these are them.
Hey, it's Carly popping in to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Scope. Scope is the easiest way to find and manage influencers online. You can find, evaluate, track, and organize all on one platform. Do you work with a team? Scope helps you get organized by staying structured with tags, so you can assign and collaborate with team members across your company. Head to scopeapp.io/heybitches to start your 1-week free trial today. That's scopeapp.io/heybitches for a 1-week free trial today.
So the rules are no dating for 180 days, which is 6 months. There is no texting past or potential lovers, no flirting with anyone, no social media stalking, no casual drop-bys, and to focus on self-discovery. I love these rules, but I also hate these rules. You know, the ones that I think I'm probably going to struggle with the most are no texting past or potential lovers. I find sometimes there are times that I do get, you know, I have those cravings for attention and I feel lonely and all of that, and I want to boost my ego. And I know there's certain people that I can text that will boost my ego, or there's certain people that I could text and have sex with that would boost my ego type of thing. But during this 180 days, I'm not doing that, or I'm trying the best not to do that. And I haven't done it yet, but there's definitely been times where I've thought about doing it. And I mean, today is December 7th when I'm recording this episode and we're 7 days in. There's definitely been times where I've thought about doing that. So I think that will be a really interesting thing to kind of explore and figure out over the next 6 months. The next thing that I've realized I've kind of struggled with is no flirting with anyone. And this is because I've realized a lot of my male friendships are, a lot of them are built on flirting. And I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, okay, well, they're not friendships, like they're trying to fuck you. And I feel like, yeah, obviously. That's why we have these conversations. And obviously I haven't fucked these people, but like, it's nice to have it there because I think we provide that for each other, like the little ego boost for each other of like flirting back and forth. And I've realized, you know, a lot of the people that I talk to that are guys who aren't like my actual friends, we have that type of rapport. And I'm like, oh fuck, like how am I going to figure out a actual friendship with these people that is not based in flirting? So that's going to be really interesting. Another one that really was not an issue for me, but recently has been given, you know, the last dating situation that I mentioned earlier, is no social media stalking. And I never used to be that bitch. I didn't really do social media stalking. I didn't check if there were people seeing my stories or not seeing my stories or following me or not following me. And this like last dating, not even dating, this just like talking phase with this person really has fucked me up in that sense. And it's been such like psychological warfare for both of us on either end, and it's a hot mess. So there would literally be times where I would wake up and I would scroll through my Instagram story views, and like there could be days where my Instagram stories get like 3,500 views. I would scroll through every fucking person to see if he liked or saw my story. That's insanity. That's literally insanity. And I'd never done that before. And I would get so frustrated when he wouldn't be looking at them. And I'd be like, fuck, da 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 da. And then I would look at his stories and then see if he would look at mine and all of this. And that's so fucking toxic. And it really ate so much of my time. And I was so annoyed by it. This is something that I'm very, you know, excited to leave in my fucking past. This is something that, like I said, I hadn't done with other people until recently. And it's really fucking annoying. And I'm very excited to, you know, get it out of here. And something that I actually wanted to share really quick about this is I was going to type in a brand, and the brand started with the same initial as his first name on his like Instagram. And I go to type it in, and he like popped up and he had a story ring, but we don't follow each other. And I was like, oh fuck, like, do I look? Do I da da da? And I didn't look. And I feel like that's already progress because it's been a hot minute since I've made the choice to not do that. So reining it in, those are the rules. You know, something that she kind of mentioned on here was casual drop-bys. I don't do that regardless. I think, like I said too, she does have like a baby daddy, so that was a different situation. But something I also love on here is to focus on self-discovery. Now, I think self-discovery too is different than self-love. And I think that a lot of the time when people read articles about breakups or they read books about like becoming, you know, the best version of you after a breakup, a lot of it touts like self-love. And I'm not knocking self-love. We've talked about self-love and self-care on this podcast often. And I'm a big fan of, you know, leveling up. We just did an episode about the secondhand breakup glow up where, you know, you get into that situation where you feel like you've gone through a breakup and you become the best version of yourself type of thing. I think that's great. I think that kind of falls into the self-love category versus the self-discovery category. And I think self-discovery really actually means, I guess to me, getting clear and deep on the inner workings of yourself and your mind. This is something that I think a lot of the time people don't do because they're busy working on their surface, which is like, you know, their money and their body and their skin and their hair and da da da, which is not a bad thing. Like I'm that bitch too. But self-discovery, I think to me, is really understanding and getting with your inner workings and recognizing things in yourself that maybe you have been repressing the recognition of because they're not the best parts of you. And so I think over these next 6 months, my like little things that I've been repressing are definitely going to be showing their little ugly ass heads, and I'm going to have to deal with it because that is self-discovery, and I no longer want to repress those things. I want to work through them and work past them, do like the shadow work around them, all of that, so I can come out of this 6 months a better fucking person. The way that I'm hoping to be able to do this, obviously, is through therapy. You guys know I'm a big fan of therapy, and I actually have not talked to my therapist about this yet because we've had a couple of like scheduling issues and all of this, but I'm very excited to kind of, I guess, chat through this whole situation with my therapist. And I also think too, like, this will reveal other situations. Like, there was a couple weeks ago, I was really angry with all of my friends, and I think a lot of that had to do with probably, you know, the lack of attention that I was receiving from people and all of this, and then I was lashing out and XYZ. And so I'm really excited to have this time of not dating to
hopefully discover all of these little other things about me. And so obviously doing therapy, but I'm also really excited. I've been journaling every day about how I feel. And so for me, normally what I do, I'm a big fan of future journaling. So I'll write down what I want to happen in the future. I never have been a fan of like real-time journaling of like, this is what happened today and da-da-da-da-da, because I don't know, I just didn't really enjoy it. But I think with this, it's a really good way to make myself accountable, but also give myself a space to actually get my feelings out. I think that, you know, because I don't talk to my therapist every single day and I don't want to annoy my friends with this whole thing every single day, I think that when I write it out, I'm also the most honest with myself. I'm able to get all of my thoughts and opinions and my real raw emotions about how I'm feeling out so I can understand them. And then the best thing is I can look back and I can reread those and I can process the thoughts and the emotions and the feelings that I had during the time that I wrote those things down. So that is something I'm actually, you know, really looking forward to. I normally don't lie to myself about how I feel or anything like that, especially when I write things down. And I think that too, what has been really valuable so far of this past, you know, week that I have been writing things down in a present tense is that you can really get lost when you are writing things. I think, I can't remember what it's called, but oh, it's called the morning pages. So I know like a lot of like influencers and like business people and whatever, they tout like the morning pages about how you write 3 pages of just whatever is on your mind in the morning. It's kind of like that, but at nighttime and only related to, you know, my emotions around dating and like, you know, relationships and life and all of that. That has been really interesting. And I feel like I'm like pouring out my soul in a productive and healthy way that allows me to hopefully better understand the way that I'm feeling about this detox and this dating and da da da. You know, in the type of same vein, I want to be able to reflect back on, you know, when I'm feeling down and shitty and then read these pages when I was actually like really struggling and then realize I'm way better off and I've come a farther way than when I was when I wrote those pages or how I feel right now. I can reflect and be like, damn, like I actually have grown and this is me, myself and I documenting the process of my growth so that I can actually have these milestones and celebrate these things. I also think, you know, this is a tangent, but I also think making, you know, better choices for myself warrants good celebration because if you're constantly celebrating your success, you want to be, I guess, doing that more often. Obviously, I'm not celebrating my success by buying myself lavish gifts every time that I like ignore somebody who's flirting with me, but like maybe I go out and I buy myself like a whipped cream horn from the Italian Center. They're like my favorite desserts. Or, you know, maybe I do something big and that does warrant a big celebration or whatever. Or, you know, I complete a month or I have a perfect month or X, Y, Z. Like, I think celebration is very important and it's going to be very important in this situation because I think for me that if I'm not celebrating myself, no one else is. And the whole point is to figure out myself and how I feel and all of that and build my standards and XYZ. So I'm very, very excited to kind of go through that, have the whole journaling situation. And obviously I will be keeping you guys updated. So what I've actually decided to do is a monthly dating detox dish episodes every single month that come out about, you know, how I feel and, you know, it's gonna get probably very real and raw as fuck. And I'm gonna share with you how I'm actually doing during this period. I know that you guys are not unfamiliar with me being real and raw on the podcast, but a lot of the episodes and whatnot are like fun episodes. And I'm like, okay, yeah, well, we had sex and then I did this and you know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid to share that kind of stuff. I'm also not afraid to share this kind of stuff, but I don't really think we've talked about it that much in terms of actual depth and feelings and emotions and what it's like to go through this. And so I want to share it with you guys because I think it's going to be valuable information during, like, I guess all stages. And if you guys are interested, like, you guys maybe we'll also do a dating detox in the future and you guys can come back to these episodes and kind of go through it with me and figure things out. And maybe that will trigger positive change in you and all of that. And so I just wanted to say, I've had a couple questions about, you know, how will this detox affect the podcast and XYZ and all of that. Obviously, just because I'm not having sex and dating right now doesn't mean I don't have like a hella fucking stories to tell you guys in my 24 years of life. Doesn't mean that I won't have friends who have had ridiculous situations or other guests or anything something like that, Hey Bitches is still going to be continuing. Just because I'm not dating doesn't mean that other people aren't dating, and I can't have other people on the show to chit chat and tell their insane stories. So I wanted to just tell you guys about that because, you know, that's a very valid question. I would be asking the same question if I was not the owner of the podcast. There will still be episodes. There will still be insanity. There will be monthly dating detox dish episodes and updates. And I am very excited to go on this journey. Honestly, I'm very surprised that I've chosen the full 6 months. I'm kind of nervous. It's only been 7 days and it's been a struggle, but I think at the end of the day, this is going to be really interesting to listen to this episode and listen to the episode 6 months from now and really see the growth and hopefully set myself up to receive the best, you know, people and love and life and all of that in my life after these 6 months. Something I actually want to talk about really quick before I go is circling it all the way back to when we talked about Reiki and like finding the love of my life at 30 and all of this. I wanted to talk about that just really quickly one more time because I think when a lot of you probably heard that, you were like, okay, so you're just gonna fuck around until you're 30 or what? And like, I mean, I don't want to. I wanna come out of these 6 months and I want to, you know, be in a relationship and I want to see someone. I think that, you know, I've always held the kind of the notion that the quote people like to throw around that it's like, if you're not dating for marriage, then there's no point. I fucking hate that. Like, I just don't think that's the point. I think dating in general teaches you a lot. And obviously, it's taught me a lot enough to start this podcast. I don't want to just be single for 5 years and fuck around and like do all this and da 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 until I find my soulmate. So I think for me, like what I'll be doing is once these 6 months are over, I would like to see someone. It doesn't mean that I'll see this person and we'll get married. It doesn't mean I won't. Like the world is so fluid and relationships don't always last. And so I'm not saying either that, you know, I'm gonna break up with this person and then whatever at like 29. So I can find my soulmate at 30. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? And that's the point that I'm trying to get across is we don't fucking know. So if a relationship comes along that is perfect fit for me and my new standards and all of this and is actually like good for me, I won't be not doing it because, you know, my career and my whatever and my love life is going to peak at 30. You know what I mean? So that's kind of my ideas that I'm holding about that I wanted to just share with you guys really quick. So y'all aren't like, dang, this girl's like really out here just saying fuck it. So I just wanted to share that with you guys real quick. That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit with you guys about today's episode in the DMs. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating and review. It really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. And for now, bye-bye, bitch.